Welcome to Behind the Creator, a frank and open discussion podcast with creators, no-coders, and entrepreneurs. The show that aims to champion strategic thinking, content creators, and business builders. It seeks to identify how they've spotted opportunities, brought ideas, products, and/or businesses to life, and dive into the specifics of what made them a success, the platforms they use, and the lessons they've learned along the way. It's about strategy, it's about creativity, it's about marketing, it's about profile and brand building, and it's about the pursuit of success. This week's show, we spoke to Ilan Dre, philosopher, author, designer by trade, philanthropist, you name it, he's done everything. And in this wide-ranging conversation, and sometimes hard-hitting, we spoke about the need for things to come together, the importance of collaboration, and how everything should be contained under one experience, particularly from a brand point of view. We spoke about his book, Fusion Experience, and the birth of an entirely new concept. And we spoke about how culture plays a huge role in shaping our thinking and our creativity, and how we should harness that and turn that into a force for good. I think you're going to like this show. It's a little bit different. It's a slightly different tack for us, as it's not a pure creator's creator, but I think there's a lot we can learn from Ilan and his experiences. So let's take a listen. Hello and welcome to Behind the Creator. Our guest today is Ilan Dre, currently Senior Director for Global Brand Experience at Aquasec. But before that, the originator of the concept and author of the book on Fusion Experience, and we're going to dive into that in a little more detail now. So thank you for joining us, Ilan. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So before we get to the book, there's obviously a little bit of a journey before there, and I think your background and journey to where you are now will kind of illustrate how you got to your thinking. So I'm intrigued. What's your kind of first job, and then what was your kind of first job moving into the sort of UX world? Like, can you talk us through your kind of journey to your sort of start of your career?
Yeah, I will give you a little story that I think, like you said, define how I came up to this concept pretty well. I'm actually born in Israel, in Haifa, but I left at 6 years old and have been raised in France, in Paris. So for me, as a kid at 6 years old, you know, I got the shock of culture between the Israeli education and the French education, and for me it was a pretty traumatic, you know, like what the hell going on in this country? You know, everything is very well organized, everyone is very polite in France and trying to be their best to educate me in the right way, the parents. And I studied in France in the art school that is pretty famous in Europe, that is called Estienne, and visual communication. And I came into the conclusion that when I was at school, there was different departments, and each department was working in silos. And as someone that is very social and love to make friends, I had friends in the department of photography, I had friends in the department of advertising, friends in the department of typography, and so on and so on. And I said, why do we not join force to make what we do the best even better? And as soon as I started to join force with it was pretty natural for me, you know, if you are good with icons, I will ask you to design my icons. Why, even if I'm good, I will never be good as you. And suddenly, you know, at school, it was a bit outstanding because all my works were not only my work; it was a teamwork, and yeah. And I got the best note, I got the best feedback on my design at school, and one day. You know, the students were talking about it. I don't know if it was jealous or something like that. It make a bit of noise because I gave credit. I didn't took credit by myself. And the director of the school invited me, you know, for a discussion to talk to me and to tell me, Ilan, what's going on here? You know, we are asking for you to do homework and you're making it a mafia. what's going on? I said, listen to me. You are one of the oldest school, you know, most respectful school in Europe, if not in the world. The biggest art directors came up from his school, and at the end of the day, I believe highly that they work and successful because they build an ecosystem, they build a connection with other artists and other designers and make their work better. And I simply understood the ecosystem that you have here inside the school. So why not to use it properly and make it fruitful? And he said to me, Ilan, what you just answered to me, it takes some time, more than 10 years to get to it. And you succeed to understand pretty well what are the values to be at SGN, to be at this school. And instead of, you know, punishing me or giving me a critic around it or something that the people were expecting, he took it as an example for the other student, and it supports my approach as, you know, someone trying to connect the dots and work together and give credits to other departments, because at the end of the day, this is the best way even to learn, when you are surrounded by experts that are better than yourself in what you are doing. You know, Tarantino, the famous movie maker, was saying, you know, my job is to connect the right people to make the best movie together. You know, I take the best guys that are doing the fashion, the costumes, the best guy for the music, the best cameraman, and all together it makes the best movie. That's all.
Yeah,
so I don't compare myself to Tarantino yet, but I think there is. I think there is something very, very similar in the concept.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I call it fusion experience.
Yeah,
it's use different experiences.
So you graduated from there, obviously. Obviously, with what did you qualify with first? Is that how they grade? Yeah. They grade the same. Yeah, brilliant. So graduated from college, university, brimming with ideas and this kind of recognition of the power of collaboration. I guess the sort of diversity and drawing on expertise from different walks of life, different not characteristics but different skills. So what happened then? What did you do next?
So I won the last year before to end my degree. I won an international competition, the Poster of Chaumont. Chaumont is a city in France, very known for international poster competition that are freestyle. You know, everyone can come up. There's not a theme. There is it's a competition of poster. But most of the posters going into this competition have a statement, have a meaning, have something they want to change about this world. And mostly talking about, you know, things that are need to be changed and things that are unfair in this world, you know, like climate change, I don't know, fuels, bees and missing, you know, a lot of thematics that are important and much more social oriented. And I said, you know, I was looking at all the winners presently. It's part of also my approach to make my own research. And I came up, you know, most of the thematic are coming back again and again. Every year we have the same climate change issues and balance between men and women, animal, you know, vegan vs carnivores, and so on and so on and so on. And I said, you know, but no one talk about something that is I really feel personal, that is very deep. And I need maybe they talk about something that are personal, but not it's not for me deep enough. I said, I need to find a subject that is very, very deep for me. And in the same period, it was a lot of bomb attacks in Tel Aviv. And I'm sorry to talk about this in the news, but it's our reality. And what's happened in Israel when there is a bomb attack and there's dead people, there is an organization that's coming back to find the piece of the bodies that are left over, to put them in the bag, to give to the parents, to put them in the cemetery and have a proper, place to pray for the soul. And there's this bag with all these pieces of body of your lost was for me the most abstract and terrible visual that I saw in my life. So I said, I'm going to make something that if people make their own research, they will understand what it is. And because the average of this bomb attack in this time was around 20 years old, so the title was like a postscript, a news postscript, being 20 years old in Israel. That was the title of the poster. Mm. A Polaroid shot, very saturated color on a plastic bag with whatever I found to make this representation, and the ring inside that represents that it was of some human. And it was very abstract, not gore, not something. If you look at it, it was actually interesting to look at it from an aesthetic point of view, but it was a waking call. It was really calling for the next question, and I think it's also something that defined very well my expertise, my philosophy. I'm creating a conversation. What the hell's going on here? And this question, what the hell going on here? It's exactly where I wanted you to be. And now it opened me the opportunity to explain you the poster and the storytelling and so on and so on. And I noticed that the impact, I didn't expect to win with this poster because it was very personal. And I won actually the third place. And the third place was actually, the first place was money. The second place was recognition, and so with money. And the third place, they produce a postcard and they send it to the biggest agencies in France for the third winner of the third place winner of this competition.
Yeah,
it got a lot of impact. People that saw this postcard contact me for work. I didn't finish yet my degree, and they contact me to join them as a stage. And my first job was actually to answer your question in the industrial design agencies that were doing packaging for glasses and stuff like that.
Yeah,
packaging agency, and I loved this experience because packaging is very user experience oriented. There is ergonomy, there is a lot of things. It's not the digital world that I discovered later on, but it gave me a lot of knowledge about how they think about, when you design this case for your your headphone.
So tactile,
this little pocket. This little pocket where they place all the cables that are very well organized, and this gaufrage, this embed to exactly the shape of, and how it zip, and everything is well done and finished. The level and packaging of details and attention into the details and caring about the user experience is insane. Like, from materials, recycling and stuff like that, insane.
Yeah.
And everything is, you change one zip, it can save you $5 on the production of the this is why iPhone took off the whole of the headphone.
I mean, I whenever I come to look at purchasing, just going slightly off topic for a moment, like the little details are what I look for. And I can't explain it. I don't know whether it's just whether it's me or everybody does this, but like the little details on clothing. I've got a couple of clothes which just got a little embroidered like W on the sleeve, just nice. Really small. You wouldn't really notice it unless you're kind of holding it in your hands. It's like the little choices and attention to detail and things like that are what elevate, I think, like the everyday into something like much more meaningful, engaging, and like you feel connected to it, I think.
Totally, I do believe in that. Then when I finished my degree, this was just a holiday stage, I joined a digital agency, you know, like for doing advertising and visual editing. It was pretty boring, but it was the beginning of the Minitel in France, beginning before of the internet, a digital device that were connected together. So for me, it was the opportunity to get into this new technology. And I was at the beginning of the internet, let's say it frankly. And I saw in the internet the opposite of what I saw in the extra over detail of a packaging expertise and, you know, mature industry and so on. And I found that, the gap is so huge that I have so many things to do in this business. For me, it was a freestyle canvas. I can explore, I can experiment, I can push the limit of the details. And this is what I did for a long time in France. I was working in interactive design, and it was very interesting for me to understand how far you can go into the fine-tuning and pixel perfect, I call it. Mm. At 25 years old, I decided to come back to Israel from France, even if my life in France was pretty the dream, because, first of all, I'm born in Israel and I love this country. I really invite everyone, when it will be more peaceful, to come to visit, because it's a wonderful culture and people and a lot of things to discover in this place. But it's the startup nation. And when I was in when I was coming in Israel for holidays and coming back with new technology in France, it was like I was coming from another planet. You know, it's like you come back from Japan. You know, in France, they have Minitel. In Israel, it was already Teletel. Teletel, it was Minitel, but instead to be two color, it was already in fully colors. Then I came up the first with a disk on key. People were looking at me, what is it? A storage, you plug it and you can put all your picture into it. That's so cool. In France, they were looking like me like that, you know, they were with the floppy. And then they came up with a CD-ROM, and then they come up with a zip and other format. And then in Israel, they created, you know, the what's happening now, streaming online. You know, voice over IP was created in Israel. And I was looking at that from France, coming in holidays. And I said, you know, while I'm not coming back to the source and getting involved into this entrepreneur ecosystem that exists in my country. So I came back to Israel and started to drill down into helping startup to make their dream come true and successful. And I believe the fact that I came from France, I have only to be grateful for my experience in France, bring me a lot of benefit working with Israelis that are much more less organized, sometimes much more disruptive in their approach, but work differently. And by combining culture, I have a really advantage from a business perspective, not only from a design perspective, to move forward these companies to a level of maturity that allows them to work better when they open in the US, to work better when they're trying to get to the European market, or to work with Singapore and or Japan that are completely different culture. From the shock of culture that I got in my childhood is became my highest value as a designer today, because I have an open mind, I listen, I take things much more in humble way, and allow other perspective to enrich me and the companies that I'm working for.
Yeah, so that's really interesting, because we work with we look to support creators in like the, you know, the creator economy, and we'll talk more about your book in a second. I think this is an interesting point and something to kind of call out, is that actually like collaboration, like working together and pooling together and combine, like bringing people from lots of different skill sets, backgrounds, that kind of cognitive diversity element as well, like people with different, wildly different experiences, such a powerful way to push limits, test, you know, push things beyond, like break them really completely. Like the thing, the kind of conventions aren't, they're there over tried and tested methods, but they don't, they often need to be pushed and broken. And I think there's a lesson in there for creators to, who are perhaps exploring other avenues to go outside of what they've always done, work with, and
most of the time, you know, as far as they can. These designers stay in their comfort zone, and by doing what, and by inviting designers to think in this collaborative way, first of all, the knowledge you get from this is priceless. You know, I work with the guys that, you know, I dropped my mic seriously from light expert, acoustic expert, you know, as soon as you understand their expertise and you bring it to your world, it's magic. It's just magic. This is why the, one of my name is the UX magician, because I'm bringing this diversity in my experience. And it's really an invitation, Fusion Experience, to join force, because in this world, more than ever, you feel that it becomes too binary, you know, black or white. You're pro-Israel or pro-Palestine. You're vaccinated against the COVID, or you're not vaccinated. You are, and the world is divided in a caricatural way.
And yeah, it is.
We forgot to be human, and to, it's okay to have different opinion, but we can work together and build something that makes this world a better place for the next gen.
Yeah, I think this, not to get on the high horse and bash social media, but I think like the algorithms in general will push, are designed to push you in one way or another. And I think that there is a lot to, there's a lot to answer for that. There's a great book called Social Warming, which is up there on my shelf. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, which really dives into that with validated research to just show just how discouraging that can be. But actually, like you said, I think if difference of opinion and that kind of natural difference, like having that kind of not necessarily a friction, but trying to get into the other person's mind, hearing what they have to say, exploring, you know, wildly different viewpoints, particularly from an artistic point of view, and like creating new and interesting work, like that's got to be, it's an important part of the process, I think, and something that should be encouraged and sought after.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because, you know, I'm looking a lot in other industries, for example, doctors, dentistry, they meet each other to enrich their knowledge, to learn new techniques and tools and so on. Same for different kind of expertise, lawyers meet each other for understanding better some case that they cannot deal by their own. And the community is very strong. The designers community exists. I don't say no. We have a lot of events and so on. But as soon as the event is finished, in silos, we do not have this understanding to put our ego trip on the side and come up, share knowledge, share more information. There is a lot of people, you know, writing on Medium about as a process and sharing it and so on. But I feel that we can empower it to the next level. Because we are creative, we can come up as a problem solver of biggest issues in this world. and not only around design. This is what I'm trying to say, if you got my my point of view.
Yeah, no, I do completely. So let's talk about Fusion experience and kind of how you came to write the book. So was this part of, because obviously you also run your own design agency. I don't know if you still have a hand in that or whether that's still so, functional. But
the design agency is more than 20 years old, 20 years old already. And nice. I'm a passive partner. Because I do believe that, and it's part of my philosophy, as soon as you build the right foundation, you can step back, train the other people to do what you're doing even better. It's called to delegate. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you need also to give them the opportunity to evolve their own vision, your own vision to their own vision. And I think it's very beautiful because as soon as you get to this momentum, you can go to another initiative and another initiative and another initiative. People, when they're looking at my LinkedIn, you know, it's pretty impressive. How you do this and that and this? What do you have time on to eat? Because I delegate a lot to other people and I give and it gives me back a lot of time that I can manage properly for things that I really love to do. So on top of my agency, I have as a service provider, as a designer agency, design agency, I was always looking at the success of the startup we design, their product, we did the product design, and I wanted to be part of the success. So we said, okay, why not to invest in this company against and to get equities against for the work we are doing, or part in equities, part in money. And then I started a concept. We started a concept with my partners called Today Ventures. So I'm part also of VC, venture capital. We create a fund, we create a group of investors, and we invest today in startup B2B oriented. Then as soon as the foundation again were established, it allows me to move forward. And I noticed that, you know, a lot of startups that came up with seed pre-seed money at incode.com succeed very quickly to get funded $25 million, $50 million, and got crazy. You know, they open a branch in the US, the marketing start to work on, and his F team. And again, silos, two entities working without communicating together. So I said, oh, mistakes that you can turn it into an opportunity to be the guys that helping these startups in the growth and momentum to work better together. And the book, to answer your question, came up by this understanding that we need to help these companies that start to play with big actors, to be in the playground of big companies, to look much more serious, to have much more methodology, much more process into the design, to have a much more scale approach of design, to understand that design is not an hour, 3 or 6 months project for a feature. You don't have this privilege. The time to market is here. And most of the time, startups try to close a gap of technology instead and are losing their innovation by trying to compete with the big actors. And by creating this framework that is called Fusion Experience, I boost the process from 0 to 100 in less than 1 year or 2 years. It depends of the case.
So what does that process look like? And it feels like, looking at it from a sort of surface level, that is a big commitment and a brand vision. Did you have challenges bringing founders on board, like adopting this approach? Because I'd imagine that it is labor intensive, I guess.
It's very interesting. It's a very good question, actually. And I watched 4 chapters on the book only about this conversation, I call it, the conversation step. Luckily, Thanks to the ecosystem I built, the founders came to this momentum where they understand that they grow too fast and they need help. And it's not a chief HR that is going to do the job. It's not the CEO that is going to do to connect the dots. You need someone that thinks a bit different. And visually, because you deal with the brand experience, you deal with the logo and stuff like that, and the product experience. So it's much more easy for me to connect the dot, thanks to graphic design, than just theory and implement Jira into the company. It will not help. Figma and other tools that are very beautiful collaborative tools are effective only if the mindset of the people are ready to implement this tool and to start to work together. So before this recording, I was doing this metaphor when I was talking to you about imagine like the Philharmonic. You have a lot of people knowing to play instruments. There's someone playing violin, someone playing piano, someone playing trumpet. And everyone knows his job perfectly, but you need the maestro that in general you don't see him. He's backstage or below the stage even. And his job is to give a keynote, a key, when other people need to start to play and to manage this together, that it's become from a cacophony, a symphony. So my job is to help the startups when they understand. So I told you it's founders calling me, Ilan, we have a problem. I have a designer, is the lead of the product design, but he's not talking with the, and the marketing is in Boston, they're not talking together, and there's not so much innovation anymore. I remember when we were working at Incode, you came up with so many ideas, and now it's the same design that 5 years ago. I don't understand what's happening, Ilan, what we can do. I said, you can bring the best designer, the best product designer in the world. It will not change this reality because the problem is not your product design. The problem is a collaborative teamwork problem. And it's not the HR team that is the expertise of a human resource to bring the right people around some values to work better together. It's very helpful, but not enough. So as soon as you give someone like me to enter into this mission, I'm trying to see who leading what and how they can start to work together. And sometimes it's a simple meeting, you know, but how they didn't think about it before, you know? Listen, guys, from the designers, from the product, let's go to travel to Boston, visit the designers from the marketing team and know each other. Let's build a design system that is not only the product design system or the brand book of the marketing, but a library of assets that are useful for both of us. Let's see, for example, other departments, what they need. A lot of departments like HR, product, produce a lot of assets and ask this from the marketing that do not have time to produce this asset properly, and this asset are inner asset, you know, for the employees, swags and stuff like that. It's huge opportunity to connect the dots and to make them work as one brand experience that is connected. It's not only to connect the people, but to connect the experience. This is why it's called fusion experience. So I started to notice kind of pattern of things that can't, I call this quick win, be implemented in any companies. You can be a flower shop or a big cyber tech company or now I'm working with L'Oreal. You know, it's more than 88,000 employees. Crazy. How you connect the dots. So it's not important the size. If you can be 20 employees and become 100 employees, it's the same challenge. Mm-hmm. As soon as you don't know who is sitting in the next floor, in the next two rooms, it starts to have a problematic. And you cannot connect everyone, but you can connect people that complement each other and make their work smarter than harder. That's my job.
Yeah, it's funny, right? There's a few things that in the job that I do as a kind of content strategist, like a lot of the work that I do is making sure that everyone is aligned on what to produce for whom, where we're publishing, why, the messages that we're going to market with, and then aligning kind of all of the stakeholders around that kind of marketing plan. And there's a big part in that product marketing plays, and there's probably a big part in that HR plays with an EVP, like communicating why you should come and work. Like, there's all of those different threads have to be pulled together and factored in, and pipeline of work delivered, all of that stuff needs to be factored. And obviously, like, the design, look, feel, and consistency of the brand across all of those. Like, I feel like there's a lot of similarities between that, but yours feels a lot more fundamental for the business in terms of actually operating holistically. Exactly. Rather than you know, as a collection of individuals. And the other thing that reminded me of, I think it's the is it the Pixar Studios, the latest design? Yeah. The design of that was to engineer those kind of haphazard meetings between people that would not necessarily get to speak to each other, and create, sort of start the creation of A, new relationships, but B, new ideas by sort of colliding people together in situations that they otherwise wouldn't meet. And I think there's some similarities there. Does your work stretch into that kind of thing, like office design, or to creating those kind of experiences?
So part of I defined the Fusion experience in five areas. So there is brand experience, that in general is under the marketing team, you know. There's a CMO in Boston defining the messaging and the strategy and the vision and the positioning for the next 6 months and so on and so on. And so this is under the CMO, so brand experience, very easy to understand. Very challenging to as a job, you know, as a... Mm-hmm. Because it have an impact on sales and so on. The other is product experience. Product experience deliver with the R&D team and all the technology, makes the interface looking good for the customer, for the end user. And in general, it's two channels, the marketing and the product, that are a bit disconnected. And my job is to start to connect them together. First of all, visually is a good start, but messaging perspective and other elements that can be a feel inside the product. You can bring the values of a company inside the product. You can and vice versa. Then there is something called people experience, that in general, it's below the HR team. So it's all what is internal experience, you know, from all ends, presentations to swags or festivities inside the companies. But I do highly believe that the best ambassadors of your brand are your own employees. So for me, it makes a lot of sense that if the team is happy, everyone, the company is happy. And it has an impact on the social post and other elements that sometimes are, you know, not under your control as a marketer, but can have a positive impact on the brand awareness. Then there is something called space experience. That is number four, if you follow me. So in general, it's outsider, agency, architect, interior designer. I do believe it's a mistake not to involve a creative internal someone from your creative team to be part of this conversation, because interior design and space design is the ability also to connect people, like you said before. Where are the meeting rooms? Where are the phone booths? Where how the fluidity inside the company, you know, the kitchen and the space where people meet together for a coffee has a tremendous impact on productivity and deliveries. Mm-hmm. I talk about it in the book and a lot of my articles in Medium. You know, I designed lately the new mm-hmm. office of Aqua Security in India. And now India celebrates 100 employees. So when we mm-hmm. designed the office, we were planning for such a scale, an office that will not be only beautiful, but will be functionally right for 100 plus employees, 120.
Yeah, it's interesting you say space experience, because before venturing out and sort of building my own business, I worked for a company, scale up, VC funded, growing quickly, moved offices, and it didn't work. The flow of the office wasn't quite right. Sales and marketing were separated. There was like a locked off floor where the developers were that no one was ever ventured into. It was kind of like this sort of hallowed sacred space. I don't know. It didn't work.
And it takes a lot of time to fix it. It has a lot of impact on deliveries, because people are not feeling comfortable to work together. Mm. Sometimes, you know. So this is why I was talking about. I've learned in the office, the acoustic and the lights, what we were talking about, acoustic expert and light expert, is very important, and so on and so on. And the last one, I told you five experience. The last one, I call it fusion experience. It's the art to connect all the fingers of the hand together, all these experiences to work together. And the conversation is easy when it comes from stakeholders, you know, or the CEO or the one of the founders, and understand you have an issue. You need to be, you know, mature enough to be in this state where you are not hype, you know, you are not crazy, but you're not in the cloud. You are just cooling down and you say, okay, we grow too fast. We bring a lot of consultants, but we need someone that really connects the process, the work, the methodology. And one of the good tips that I can give for free for other creators is document it. Document everything you are doing. Give maximum visibility to the other people that were looking for this information to be accessible. Do not hide it inside your folders. Make it like an asset library open to the world and make sure that everyone knows about this asset library. Just 2 days ago, one of my peer, you know, Carney, called me, Ilan, I need this video. Go to octopus.aquasec.com. By the way, it's open to the world. And she found the video there. Can you send me the link here? Of course. And then I need this icon, Ilan. Can you send me this icon? No, you go to Octopus, go under icons. You will find all our icons are downloadable in format SVG. You can change the color, the size, and do whatever you want. Ilan, I need the PNG of our logo in for a banner on LinkedIn. Okay, go into the social banner sections. Download it. And based on the demand. So for me, any demand become an opportunity to be solved, because you feel that the need, it's they ask for it again and again and again. So, okay, I need to write it one time forever and send people to this link. It shortcut my time and it shortcuts their time, and everyone is happy. So everyone knows that they go to this octopus.aquasec.com and they have all the asset library. It's a very approach, you know, of GitHub, that everything is open source. Yeah. I love this. As someone that, you know, I'm in love of Google Font and Google approach that offering all their asset to the world, and that's all.
Yeah, brilliant. Me too. So I mean, whenever I've worked anywhere in terms of my content marketing approach and content approach, like producing things, always give as much away as you can for free, really. help people do their jobs, be valuable, be helpful. That's always a philosophy that I try and instill. So thank you very much for your time, Ilan. Fascinating conversation. We covered a lot of ground there. If you want to get your hands on Ilan's book to learn more about Fusion Experience, you can do that at fusionexperience.design. Brilliant. Thank you for your time, Ilan.
I will give you another last one tip. Try always to find something, an initiative that is personal to you, something that disturbs you in this world, and try to, you know, dedicate time for it, you know, for free even. Because if every one of us would start to be part of this action, we really can change the world by our own action. So something that disturbs you in life, try to find other people that it disturbs them also, and create a mission, or create an organization, or create something that will help to change this world and have a positive impact. Thank you.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you again, Ilan, and thanks for your time.
Ciao from Italy, something.
There you go, Ilan Dre there. Fascinating discussion, really interesting insight into, you know, what's made him so successful and his view on the importance of bringing everything together under one roof, and the power of collaboration and being open and sharing everything. Our next episode is with Darren Palatina, the pink gangster from LinkedIn himself. We'll be talking to him about growing a personal brand and now why he is doing a course for virtually nothing. So make sure you stay tuned. See you next time. Bye-bye.